And what's it like to win it?
Oh, delighted. Probably a wee bit of relief as well. I said it's been a while coming since I've gotten the job myself personally. As I said, we worked hard all week and you just wanted that win no matter how we got it. And it's the first half, and I think it was a great game. It was hard in the conditions, it was difficult, but we still had one or two wee chances, but I didn't think we were great. Second half probably started more the same, but I thought we looked a wee bit more threatening. And then when we got the goal, I thought we were very good after that. Passed it, made more opportunities, and seen the game out well. I thought defended very well with Ryan Scully come off and Jim Patterson coming off. So we're up against it a wee bit, but no, delighted to get the win.
And your new man came up with a goal that made it good. Any doubt?
Yeah, no, I thought he was great the whole game. Even the first half, I thought he was the one who looked to be of a bit of a threat. He holds the ball in well, he's clever. And I said he'll get better. I said his goal, that wee bit of composure in front of goal, which he probably not had this season, and he gets one chance and sticks it away, so no, delighted for him.
I'm sure you're not worried who scores as long as somebody does.
Yeah.
Again, Barrowman and Muff didn't.
No, but to be fair, I thought Andy was great holding the ball up and buying fills and winning flick-ons and the little bits of the game that probably a lot of people don't see, but we appreciate it and it allows us to get the park. And I thought Michael was quiet-ish first half. Second half, I thought he grew into it when there became space towards the end of the game. So not worried about who's scoring, who's not scoring, just that we won the game, so just glad we did.
How's Ryan Scully?
He's a wee bit dizzy down there. I don't know if it was his knee or the other one of the players' knees hit him in the head, and he's just a wee bit dazed. So he was a wee bit all over the place, but he's down there now, and he's a wee bit more kind of conscious. He doesn't know the score or nothing like that, right enough. But he's down there, but I think he'll be fine.
You made four changes today. Obviously, your new man had to come in, I suppose, and Gregor Buchanan had to come back from suspension.
Yep.
What was your thoughts around your...
I just thought we had to change things up a little bit. But the pleasing thing for me, and I've told him there, Josh and Alex, who were disappointed that they were left out. You would never have known by the way they went about themselves before the game. And on the pitch, I thought the two were great when they came on. I thought they really added a wee bit to the team, and that's what I expect from our subs. It's going to be a group effort for now at the end of the season. And as I say, the two subs coming on, they were disappointed, never showed it, and were fantastic when they came on. So just wanted to freshen the team up at the start, a good squad, and just happy to get a win.
Disappointing, you don't have a game next week.
I know, yeah, that is, you just want to go, so it would have been a long 2 weeks if we didn't get a win though, so that's one pleasing side. We'll have four kind of under 20s in reserve games and then over the next, so a lot of the players will get more game time. Hopefully get one or two in on Monday as well, signings to help a wee bit. And at the same time, David Hopkirk will have 2 weeks training with us. So no, it'll be a good place the next couple of weeks, and it's gave us a wee start, and we just have to pick on for here now.